Well, we've got a guest in the studio this morning. Scott Cecil with the Theramana Spring Chamber of Commerce joins us today. Scott, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you in. And, well, we got some big events coming up here. April 8th is the Great American Eclipse, and it's just going to be coming, well, right through our home right here. We're going to see all of it.
It is. It's a really exciting event. People travel from all over the world to see these. We've had rumors of people coming all the way from Japan to book hotels and campgrounds to come to this area. And so it's an exciting time for sure.
That's amazing. It is going to be a lot of fun, of course, for locals here. I mean, you've got the best seat in the house just sitting right in your backyard, basically. But we want to also welcome in a bunch of people there. I know there's a lot of events coming up along with this eclipse. And I think you've got some info to tell us kind of the history of the eclipse. I mean, when's the last time this happened and when does it happen again?
Sure. Well, as most people know, the eclipse is where the moon travels directly in the path of the earth and the sun, and we experience darkness in the middle of the day. And on April 8th, on that Monday, we're going to start to experience the eclipse at 12:37 in the afternoon, and we will reach what they call totality at about 1:54.
Okay.
And the nice thing about this part of the country is we're going to get the maximum, close to the maximum amount of darkness that people are going to experience during the eclipse. It's going to be over 4 minutes.
Wow.
The last eclipse we had like this was in August of 2017. Uh-huh. It ran a little north of here, and they had a little over 2 minutes of total darkness. And the one before that was in 1918.
Oh, wow.
So they don't come very often.
Wow.
These last two are fairly close together. When I look, the next one is going to be in 2045.
Okay.
So if you miss this one, you're going to have to wait a while.
Wait 20 plus years.
Yeah. And so it's hard to know. We're trying to plan some events and showcase some of the great things we have in mm-hmm. this community. We really, it's really hard to know how many people are going to show up. You know,
right.
a lot of towns in the past have had tens of thousands of people kind of come to their town. We're trying to prepare for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you know, we have a lot of things that we're trying to showcase during that time. We're going to have the Mammoth Spring State Park, mm-hmm. The Grand Gulf State Park, our National Fish Hatchery, the rivers, just a lot of things that we like to showcase down yep. here, and we're excited to be able to promote during this event.
Yeah, I mean, it does have, this area offers a lot of reasons, you know, to come here versus a lot of other places. I mean, the natural beauty of Southern Missouri and Northern Arkansas is just unbeatable.
It really is. It'll be one of the most beautiful areas to experience yeah. the eclipse.
We've got lots of, like I said, lots of parks, lots of RV hookups and such around campgrounds and things like that. People want to come camp out for it. There's still opportunities to do that around here, right?
You bet. The city has actually redone our area by our city park where there's an RV campground. Mm-hmm. They do have some sites available with water, sewer, and electric still available. Okay. They're going to have lots of primitive campsites that you can rent. They're going to have shower and bathhouses available for people that want that yep. really close by at the old, next to the old city pool that'll be up and functioning. We're going to have shuttles from mm-hmm. that campground to all the local events and local attractions that will circle through. So if parking becomes a problem at some of the smaller areas, like, you know, there's not a lot of parking at Mammoth Spring State Park, and there's mm-hmm. not a lot of parking out at Grand Gulf, we will have shuttles continuously running to take people to those venues.
Very good. Now, I know there's lots of events planned just kind of all through the weekend. I mean, it's not just on that Monday, but the weekend's
yeah.
going to be busy too. What else coming up?
Yeah. Well, like I said, people don't just show up for the day of the eclipse.
Yeah.
You know, the people that really chase these things come across the country or come overseas. They're there for 4, 5, 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to try to promote most of what we have to offer on Saturday. That's okay. going to be our big event day. And at from 10 to 1, we're going to have a car cruise in mm-hmm. over at the high school. We're going to have live bands there. We're going to have a third cut band from 11 to 1 playing. We're going to have food trucks there. Just a lot of fellowship, seeing some really nice classic and custom cars. We've had yep. those before. It's just a really great turnout. It's a fun time. All the people that are involved in that are just great. You know,
yep.
they're great to talk to. They love showing off their vehicles. And we really think that's a fun event. We are going to be giving away free eclipse sunglasses to the first 250 people that show up to that car show.
Good. Yeah.
So that's
tell you what, those things get valuable.
They really do.
Eclipse time.
They do. they do. And we have several of them, and we'd like to get them, give those away to the people uh-huh. who want to come down here and experience and see what we have to offer. Yeah, after the car show, between 1 and 4, we're really going to promote people going out and checking out some of the things like I talked about, the park and the spring and the Grand Gulf, shuttles will run. We'll have maps for that. Both days at Mammoth Spring State Park, we're going to have flint napping. So if you know what that is, it's where they make arrowheads and some of the tools back in a long time ago. And it's really neat. We've had a huge turnout for that whenever they've had those events down there before. It's a really neat thing for the kids to see and good, clean fun for the family, so to speak.
That's right.
And then at about 4 o'clock, we're going to kick off our festival over at the high school. That is very similar to our 4th of July festival, which is an amazing event. It draws thousands of people every year. We really do, I feel like, a good job of putting on a show for a town our size. We are going to have live bands there, too. We're going to have Jumping Jack Band playing from 4 to 6, and we're going to have Highway W from 6 to 8 up on stage. We're going to have lots of food vendors. We're going to try to get AirVac down there to drop a helicopter. Sometimes they have to get called out for other things, obviously, for what they do. But a lot of times they're able to drop a helicopter, and the kids always find that really exciting to be able to go up and check out the helicopter.
I love that.
Yeah, I do too. And we'll have a lot of kids' games. Beck Ekman always does a great job of bringing out all the stuff for the kids, and they all have a great time on the east end of the football field. In fact, the field kind of gets taken over by kids throwing footballs and just having good, clean fun. And then we'll have a bounce house down there and probably a few other things. We'll have some vendors that want to set up booths and showcase what they do. So, and then we'll have a big fireworks show at 8 o'clock. So,
and fireworks.
Fireworks are always really good. Yes. People are always impressed when they come to the little town of Thayer and see what kind of a fireworks show we put on.
It's spectacular.
It really is. Yeah. It is. And it'll be a little earlier. Typically at events, we have that at 9 o'clock, but we'll have it at 8 o'clock just due to the fact that it'll get dark about 7:30 that day. And then we'll probably, after the fireworks, since it'll still be early, we'll turn the lights back on the field. All the kids can play out there. They're always having a good time. People's are generally lined up still trying to get food from all the food trucks. And so we are actually going to give 500 Eclipse glasses away at that event for people that show up to that, too.
Wow.
So,
okay. Very cool.
Yeah. So it should be a really good event. We're really excited about it. Yeah. Again, the city has several options for camping and staying. And if any local landowners would like to advertise space for people to stay there, they can get on this website that I'm getting ready to talk about and advertise space.
Okay.
I think there may be, you know, people may have trouble finding places once the campground fills up, you know, and I know most of the campgrounds, most of the bed and breakfasts, most of the available hotels are already booked.
Yeah.
And so hopefully maybe give the landowners an opportunity to make a little money on this too.
Very good. I know there is this new website and all set up. How do we get all, what is the website and how do we get to it?
Okay. It is OzarkEclipse.net. And, it'll have a lot of information on there, including how to reserve campgrounds and all about the shuttle services and about the events and about, it actually has a great link from NASA talking about the facts of the eclipse. It's a real educational video. And it's OzarkEclipse.net. And if you can't remember that, just go to the Thayer-Chamber.net website and there'll be a link to it there too.
Very good. So all right, so easy to get to, and you get all the information there, right there.
You bet. Yeah. You bet.
Very cool. All right, so April 8th is Eclipse Day, and then that weekend, April 6th and 7th, is going to be big time.
It is
all around the Thayer Mammoth Spring area.
We're super excited. We're doing all the best we can to make sure traffic goes smoothly and a lot of systems in place. We've talked to all the stores, make sure they're stocked up on food and restaurants are prepared, and I think we are going to be well suited to accommodate a lot of people.
That'd be good. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Can't wait for it.
Yeah.
Once in a lifetime for a lot of people.
Really is. It really is. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, Scott, thank you for coming in. I know you guys are busy getting all this stuff together, and we appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate you.